Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Well, we got lots to get to this hour. We'll go over the debates. We'll go over these pretend impeachment hearings. We'll get to Prince Andrew and, big development in podcasting. Wait to hear the latest trend. We'll get to all of that coming up. So they may have made a huge mistake with these hearings. There's nothing impeachable that's coming out of this, but they have let the public see what the deep state actually looks like. There, you know, I've been telling you all along, there is a deep state. It's tens of thousands of permanent government employees. But for the last week or two, people have gotten to really get to know these people. And they're creepy. They're annoying little clerks. You know, when you go into the post office, the DMV, the passport office, the Social Security office, these are condescending people that just glare at you. They're mean. You would agree on that, right?
Well, in a lot of cases, you get that, yes. Sometimes they're nice people.
Sometimes they're nice people. But the ones that have been there too long, too many decades, when you walk in, they give you that look like, what the hell are you doing here? What do you want?
Exactly.
So I think people didn't realize there's a higher level of that. There's a fancy version of that at the White House, at the State Department. It's these creepy people, these clerks from their cubicles who think they run everything. They look at a president as a temporary annoyance. I've been here. You heard these guys testify that. I have served six presidents. I've been here 40 years. I've served five presidents. I've been here 37 years. This is not what's supposed to go on.
So they know best.
Yeah. So when they know what to do. And when this Trump, oof. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oof. They just wait for him to go. And they actually said in the testimony, what he was doing was contradicting American foreign policy. He's the one that sets American foreign policy. And you're just a clerk. Just wait in case he asks you a question. And he's not going to ask you anything. The best moment was the Vindman and the other idiot. The bow tie idiot and those two. Remember when the guy said, either of you ever actually met President Trump? No. That tells you everything you need to know. And Sondland, this is the other thing you get. You get these clerks that stay there 40 years, and then you get these dull guys who made some money and they buy themselves an ambassadorship. So it's not a good thing for people to see up close, to get to know. Now Trump can use this in the 2020 campaign. He can say, you see what these deep state idiots look like? I'm the only thing protecting you from them. And, you know, if you wonder why a guy like Obama, smart guy, how come he didn't do better with foreign policy? How did he get such a bad agreement with Iran? How come he screwed up everything in Ukraine while he was president? Russia came in and took part of Ukraine away from them.
Yeah.
It's because Obama let these idiots run things. Obama just didn't want to get involved. He had Vindman and the bow tie idiot running things. You had Vindman, who looks like an usher at Radio City, and the bow tie guy. These guys from their cubicles are running foreign policy while Obama's in the gym.
You got it out for this Vindman guy, don't you?
I thought he was ridiculous. What a ridiculous. He's like every annoying guy in every office, just a fat, schlubby yutz who thinks he knows everything.
The guy with the stapler in the office, right? Yeah.
Yeah. The guy with the stapler, the guy who, the annoying guy, everybody runs when they see him. They don't want to talk to him. So this will go on all day. They're in a break right now, the impeachment hearings, but the ratings are going nowhere. And again, Michael Cohen's hearings got much bigger ratings. So these are not getting ratings. That tells you everything you need to know. That's the bottom line on all this. It's not about ratings, but in other words, people aren't interested.
It was interesting. You stop and think of all these hearings and public testimony against Trump, and they still end up with nothing.
Yeah. There is nothing. That's the problem. There is nothing. So they're trying to manufacture something out of nothing. Now, there's another reason for these hearings. There's two IG reports coming, plus the special counsel. First IG report, December 11th. Horowitz is going to speak publicly and reveal what he's got. I assume, rather than just put out the report, if Horowitz is asked to publicly speak that day, he's got something he wants you to hear.
Wow.
So that's the reason for this. They want to make it look like when the devastating stuff comes out of the IG report, although we keep hearing this, but it never comes. But when it does come, it'll look like retaliation for this. So that's one reason for this stuff today. And then you got these two swampy bureaucrats testifying today that Russia did tamper with the election. There's no actual evidence of that. None. Go read the Mueller report again. He's got no actual evidence of that. He claims he's got 12 Russian bots, but he can't seem to find them, and they don't actually physically exist anywhere that he can tell you about. And they claim that this is just a preposterous, ridiculous, paranoid hoax the president is attempting, trying to say that there was tampering from Ukraine. Well, there was just as much evidence on Ukraine as there was on Russia, so we don't know if there was tampering, but if there was that much talk about it, why wouldn't you investigate it?
And I assume if you're the president of the United States, you can ask about it.
Yeah, you can ask. Now, there's one of these swamp idiots testifying today from their came out of their cubicle, and they actually, or was it yesterday, actually said, you know, the president didn't seem to care about Ukraine.
Yeah.
Good. we didn't vote for him to care about Ukraine. Forget about Ukraine. We don't care what the hell happened in Ukraine. Get to work on the economy, jobs. Nobody. You want to have the world record for not caring about Ukraine. That was Barack Obama. Remember when Russia came in and seized part of Ukraine? He just went back to sleep. Remember when Russia shot down a commercial jet airliner over Ukraine? Obama went back to sleep. Didn't even mention it. So that's the world record for not caring about Ukraine. So you got these hearings. You got Nadler's been put on the sidelines. Democrats realize that Nadler is so repulsive to look at on television that they will never use him again. Now, the House Oversight Committee, that was Elijah Cummings, who passed away, they just elected Carolyn Maloney, chairwoman of the new... But she's pretty good, though.
I don't know.
All right, crazy Democrat. But yeah. I know her. She's a fine person.
She may be a nice lady.
Very fine person.
De Blasio's a nice guy.
Yeah, but there's a difference. De Blasio's personal life, I wouldn't want to take a close look at that. I don't know why he had to build that wall 10 feet higher around his house. I don't know what the hell goes on in there. I don't know what the hell he's sneaking over to Brooklyn every day for. But Carolyn Maloney is a fine person, leads a nice life, very respectable person. So she's going to take over the Oversight Committee. She's very good on television.
I don't know that she would be dynamic, you know?
Well, but she's pretty good. I remember her, even during the Clinton days, remember when, who's Andrea Mitchell's husband? Well, I'm blanking out.
Fed chairman, Alan Greenspan.
Alan Greenspan, when everybody thought he was a god, she tore him apart once on TV.
Really? Huh?
Yeah, her questioning was pretty good. Very smart stuff, and he didn't know what to say. I'm not saying I'm on her side. I'm just saying she can be pretty good as a cross-examiner when she wants to be. Hey, Apple opened a big factory in Austin, Texas. Yep. Now, there's a little catch to all of this. One of the reasons Apple stock has done so well, remember when it was like 150, you were going to sell, you said, yeah, how much higher could this go? Now it's like 239 or 240. A lot of analysts credit Tim Cook for ignoring all of these Silicon Valley idiots with their war on Trump. Tim Cook went right to the White House and became Donald Trump's best friend. He flies in every month and they have dinner. They talk on the phone all the time. Tim Cook decided to just be smart business, to be great friends with the president. And they've taken care of Apple at every turn. All of this China stuff with the tariffs, there's always an Apple exemption.
That's right, yep.
Whenever they slap tariffs, they're going to do it next week. There's going to be another round of tariffs. Apple has a full exemption to it.
Well, that's good that we're building computers here.
Well, there's a little catch to this. I looked into this a little. Apparently, at this plant, they'll build the new desktop Mac Pro.
Mac Pro, yeah. MacBook Pro, yeah.
Yeah, there's about six people that buy that. It's the greatest computer in the world, but it's like $7,000.
No, I have a Mac. Oh, I have a Mac Air.
You have a laptop Pro.
Yeah.
No, this is the laptop Pro is a, that's probably the best laptop in the world.
Yeah.
That's about $1,200, $1,500, $1,800. Now the desktop, the big desktop, those Mac desktops are like $2,000, $3,000. But there's a desktop Pro that's like $7,000. You can always tell it because it's a dark gray, not a light gray.
Really.
It's the finest computer made in the world. There's no better desktop. But $7,000 for this desktop, it's obviously not for a normal person.
Look at how much you're paying for your phone.
$1,200, not $7,000. But so they went to open this in, this is Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
You've been to Austin, Texas lately?
No. Well, it's kind of liberal, I understand.
Well, it was such a beautiful place. Everybody started moving to Austin, Texas. It's now a total disaster because 8 billion people moved there, but they forgot about building a few more roads or something. So it's one big traffic jam. It's 1,000 million crazy liberal nuts.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, right along the water in New Jersey, Fort Lee, Edgewater, Hoboken, that was all dead and empty. Then 2 million people moved in there. But nobody ever said, you know what, maybe we better have a couple more roads.
There's no place to put roads.
Well, they never did. So now there's 2 million people all trying to get up River Road, and it's gridlock all day and night.
Yes.
So, same thing happened to Austin, Texas. Prince Andrew has been fired. He's left public life. You know, when you watch The Crown or something, you think this is how the royal family is. If you want to see what they're really like, go watch The Irishman. I think that's really what goes on with this Prince Andrew. You know, Prince Philip, the Queen, whoever, somewhere in private, they probably said, he's going to go. You know, just like The Irishman. He's going to go. That's it. So,
well, I understand it was Prince Charles who had to tell him that, you know, mommy says you have to go hide.
Again, I think it's more like The Irishman. I think Prince Charles, that's how they talk in public, in private. You got to go. I think probably he's like the Jimmy Hoffa now of this whole deal. They want him. and Prince Andrew probably said to people, I know things they don't know. I know.
That's right.
He probably threatened them back. So he's gone. There's a guard cooperating.
So what does he do if he didn't do anything to begin with? He's withdrawn from doing nothing.
Yeah, well, I mean, what? He's leaving public life. I didn't know he was in public life, but, I mean, it's like Ryan Seacrest. That's a guy in public life. Yeah. He's got a TV show, a radio show. He's got a book. He's got this. This guy just occasionally showed up at a parade and waved. That's it. So, what does he do now?
Yeah.
I think what he really likes to do, which is why he was friendly with Epstein. So that's it. Now, Gloria Allred has one of these women. She is, I mean, I'm sure a lot of bad stuff went on. But if you want to look, if you want nobody to believe you, just go to Gloria Allred. So one victim is there.
I think the Prince Andrew should just decide to speak to law enforcement, the criminal investigators, without conditions and without delay.
She must be suffering from some Joe Biden-type disease. I don't picture Prince Andrew calling up law enforcement. Hello, yes, I'd like to come down and speak openly about everything. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, right.
In fact, the good news is I don't think you will ever see him in this country ever again. He's not going to set foot on American soil until this is long done with, which will be never. So, now, last night, the debate, Biden seemed to not know where he was. didn't know what was going on. Now, remember, Kamala Harris rose to fame in that first debate where she really went after Biden and tore into him. But you can't do that now because Biden looks like an old, you know, sad old.
The elder abuse.
So who did she go after last night? Was it Tulsi Gabbard?
Tulsi Gabbard, yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Because she was been on Fox.
Yeah, she's done Fox, and she said it's. Where is it?
I think that it's unfortunate that we have someone on the stage who is attempting to be the Democratic nominee for president of the United States, who during the Obama administration spent 4 years full time on Fox News criticizing President Obama.
Yeah, see, this is her new attempt to make a comeback. Right. I'll prosecute her like I did Biden.
Right.
So it gets you a little attention, but it doesn't work, and. People have always said that when you're the attack dog in the debate, it'll get you a little attention. It'll never get you the nomination. So it didn't help. She didn't help herself there. Also, basically what she's saying is, why are we having diversity in this debate? No diversity. Everybody's got to agree.
That's right. Yeah.
So it was a bit of a mess. I we'll get the ratings. We'll see if anybody actually watched it last night. Also, Aston Martin. Now, isn't that a cool car? What do you think when you think Aston Martin?
James Bond,
Aston Martin. Although it's okay, you ever ride in an Aston Martin?
It's like it's too low.
Yeah, it's like getting it's the most uncomfortable car.
Yeah.
You feel like you're getting an MRI when you're in there. It's not a comfortable car. So it looks good from the outside, but once you're inside, but the problem with that kind of car, it's mostly men. Like only 10% are purchased by women. So these car companies. Have to figure out how to get women. Now, women want SUVs, so Aston Martin will make their first SUV.
Is it small?
No, it's big. See, that's the problem. You like a Porsche. Looks great. Now they decide 10 years ago, we got to make SUVs. Yeah. It's kind of stupid because it defeats the whole purpose of it. The Porsche was supposed to be like a racing car. Who's going to race in an SUV? What are you, racing the kid over to soccer practice in Connecticut? It looks stupid. But these car companies say it's the only way you can keep up. You can sell a lot of Aston Martins to guys who want a sports car. A lot of these billions, trader idiots, they'll buy the Aston Martin. But if you're going to really be big, you got to have a huge part of that pie.
Sure.
So you got to make SUVs. So they're going to start making their first SUV.
Well, how much is that going to cost?
Well, that's the other thing. You know, the big Aston Martin's like $400,000 or whatever. And the same thing with the Porsche SUV. They have to make it cheaper. So they have to get to $60,000, $70,000.
Can't get those SUVs for $60,000, can you?
Yeah, maybe. They're cheaper. Everybody's got to have an... It's like if you went back to the 50s, everybody had a station wagon in the suburbs. Now they got to have an SUV. So anyway, we'll get to the podcast and what the big development is there. Check out the webpage. Michael Bloomberg can never be president because of this one video clip. This will be the end of him. He is one very silly guy in real life. He's done some of the silliest things ever. Nothing tops this. This video will be used against him in the campaign. It's up on the webpage. Also, here's an incredible air show, but without planes, just drones. Look how amazing this is with these drones. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Now you can catch up with what you missed from Mark Simone on demand. Catch his podcasts at 710WOR.com/Mark. Mark Simone.
On the voice of New York.
710WOR.
Well, everybody, a little louder there in the music. Everybody has a podcast. Everybody. Everybody you know has a podcast. Millions of people with podcasts. It used to be 10 podcasts with a million listeners. Now it's a million podcasts with 10 listeners. And, in the podcast world, they think it's a bubble that'll burst and that'll be the end of it. But there are some trends that are taking off. The big one is podcast porn. That's becoming very, very big. Porn moving to podcasts. Now, you remember they used to have those 1-900 numbers, that phone sex kind of numbers? Well, I guess this is the modern version of it. It's a podcast. You download them. There's even special sites and apps just for this. There's one called Dipsy. There's a bunch of them. You subscribe. It's like $9 a month or whatever, and you get these porn podcasts. But they're doing huge numbers. In the millions, porn podcasts are going to become very big. They're calling it eargasm, all this kind of stuff. Anyway, let's take a call or two. Let's go to Largo in Westport. Hey, Largo. Are you there, Largo? Nope. Let's go to Jerry in Manhattan. Hey, Jerry.
Hi. I happen to endure Carolyn Baloney's. I'm in her 12th congressional district. She's called as a rattlesnake. She runs around carping about impeachment, and she's best buddies, whatever that means, with Hillary, the witch.
She is a Democrat, but she's a friend of mine. She's a nice woman in real life.
She's a friend of yours.
Yeah. We didn't wake you, did we?
I wonder. She's awful. I hope, the thing is, I hope she's primaried this year or next year.
I understand what you're saying. She's, she and I are friends. Obviously, we don't agree on much of anything. But you can't be like these crazy Democrats where you just hate and scream and yell and hate everybody and everything. What happened to the good old days where you had friends who were Democrats, friends who were Republicans? Let's go to Cliff in Port Washington. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, how you doing there? Yeah, so, not to knock anything, but Vindman up there with his Ranger tab, and I'm ex-military myself, and I'm just curious, how he has done on his APFTs, because I see this guy.
Yeah, I was wondering about his APFTs, whatever the hell that is. What is an APFT? Speak English.
Okay, Army Physical Fitness, the training test. Yeah, you have to do push-ups, sit-ups, and a run. I don't think that guy could run to it except for get bagels. That's about it. So,
Well, what is the deal? You have to keep doing that fitness test every year.
every year, regardless of what your numbers of years and everything, but also to get to Ranger School, you have to achieve a certain level to get into Ranger School. And I just don't see that guy being able to run faster than, you know, like a tortoise or something like that.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. There is a Gomer Pyle quality to him. Let's go to John in New City. Hey, John.
Hey, Mark. I wanted to ask you a question. Have you heard anything about President Trump's unscheduled visit to the hospital on Saturday having to do it with something with poison?
No, it has nothing to do with poison. I do know this. For the last few days, he's had a very bad cold. He covers it up when he talks publicly, but in private, he's blowing his nose and sniffing and very nasal. So, and I've been asking really smart doctors, if you had a bad cold, a really bad cold, why would you want to go to the hospital? And they said, if there really were, just to be safe, you got to be concerned about pneumonia, bronchitis, that kind of stuff. You'd need some serious x-rays. They have a doctor's office at the White House, but it's basically like the doctor's examining room you have. And they'll have, you know, sometimes your doctor has his own x-ray machine. It's not as good as the ones in the hospital. So they might have taken him over there to get a real good x-ray and a CAT scan just to be on the safe side. The only other thing he has is a little plaque in the arteries. That's why you're on Crestor and that kind of stuff. But for that, you probably wouldn't. You do a blood test for that. So that's some smart doctor's best guess. Because he's got a bad cold, they're worried about pneumonia, bronchitis, that kind of stuff. So they wanted a real serious X-ray of his lungs and all that. Let's go to Victor in New Jersey. Hey, Victor.
You know, Mark, in light of everything we're learning about the deep state, it's really time to revisit Joe McCarthy. And by the way, Joe McCarthy and Donald Trump were both very close, the same lawyer, Roy Cohn. But there's a book.
Well, wait. Roy Cohn was not Donald Trump's lawyer. He was at one time. He handled a couple of cases for him. But Donald Trump has had 50 lawyers, and he's had 30 that spent a lot more time with him working on more cases than Roy Cohn.
Well, my point is that Joe McCarthy has gotten a bad rap. Check out a book called St. Joseph of Wisconsin.
I was going to go have fun this weekend, but that sounds like a better deal. I'll just check that out and read that.
Well, it is a good book because Joe McCarthy was a great man, and he's been smeared by these fake historians.
Well, actually, if you're one of these McCarthy defenders, I think Ann Coulter wrote the best book on that.
Now, this one's better, St. Joseph of Wisconsin.
Well, I don't want to argue because I'm not going to read either of them, but... But Ann Coulter has a really good book on how McCarthy was smeared. It's people say that's the best one on the subject. So, actually, again, they always make it sound like Roy Cohn, who was Donald Trump's lawyer. He handled some cases for Donald Trump. Donald Trump's lawyer for the last 15 years has been Mark Kasowitz. He's a million other lawyers. And Roy Cohn was everybody's lawyer. He was Lee Iacocca's lawyer, too. He was millions of people's lawyers. Anyway, when we come back, the smartest political analyst of all, the dean himself, Ed Rollins. We'll see what he says about this impeachment stuff, about the debate last night. We'll get to all of that coming up on 710 WOR. Let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bart.
International political news, just breaking from CNBC, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's been indicted on charges of fraud and breach of trust and bribery.
Yeah, but when you get into this case, it was a box of cigars and some wine and some things like that.
All right.
This is Mark Simone on 710 WOR.
Well, Ed Rollins, of course, is the best political analyst of all, the dean himself. Also, he runs the GreatAmericaPact.org. If you're worried about 2020, not just the presidential race, but the congressional races, you want to help out or do something, that's the best way. GreatAmericaPact.org. Ed Rollins, how you doing?
Pretty good, thank you. I've suffered through... these days of being glued to a television set watching the ridiculous impeachment process, and then being forced to watch a couple hours of Democrats last night. So I'm kind of worn out. Looking forward to the weekend.
All right, but you have been in a number of White Houses. You've been through impeachments. You've been through all this. For somebody listening who got very scared yesterday, saying, "Oh my God, they got him. He's going to get impeached." Just tell them what's really going to happen.
Well, what's going to happen from the time the Democrats won the majority in the midterm election? It's been in the back of their head. How do we find a way to get this president out of office? Obviously, the impeachment process is a very serious process. It's only occurred three times in history. There's no way they can convict him, but they certainly, with 218 votes as a majority, they can do whatever they want to. I'm reminded of former President Ford when he was the House Minority Leader, declared in 1970, and is asked, what is an impeachable offense? He says, whatever majority of the House of Representatives considers to be at a given moment in history.
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly where we are today. The absurdity of the bribery charge, which has obviously never been used before and certainly was never the intent. And I ask the question, if Trump got bribed, what did he get? The Ukraine's got their technology, they got their money, they'll get their meeting. What do the president get? The president's free to conduct foreign affairs, and certainly has been worried about the problem with Ukraine. It's unanimously, everyone that ever has dealt with them knows it's been a very corrupt country, and hopefully the new president is going to clean it up somewhat, and he's trying to encourage that. So
yeah,
I just think the whole process is ridiculous.
You've been sitting there with a number of presidents. When we talk about bribery, isn't it common for a president to call a congressperson, a senator, and say, if you want that money for that bridge, I need your vote? Doesn't that happen all the time?
Sure, absolutely. And equally as important, the speaker, when she was putting together her health care bill, the last two votes, what did she give those people? That's the way the process, you give me something, I'll give you something. I mean, I'm reminded of Lyndon Johnson when he was president during the Medicaid-Medicare bill. He took Wilbur Mills, who was the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, who did not want to have the Medicare and Medicaid. And Lyndon sat down with him and said, the president sat down and said, do you know how many military bases there are in Arkansas? He said, well, I do, because I've been looking at them. I'm going to start closing them until you report. And 2 days later, Ways and Means chairman gave the president his support. From the beginning of time.
All right, now, if a month ago when you said deep state, sometimes people would say, there's no deep state. What are you talking about? I think the other problem for Democrats, they've given people a look at these deep state characters. Now, you've been in the White House. These kind of creepy deep state, they're always around, aren't they?
They're always around. I think to a certain extent, the weakness of this president's personnel operation, he wasn't an establishment candidate. That was the uniqueness of him. So he didn't basically have a team that he could bring automatically into the White House who had been with him as when he was governor or candidate. And so, someone like Sondland yesterday, was a guy who gave $1 million to the impeachment, didn't get a big position, but basically certainly doesn't feel a loyalty to Trump the way somebody else who'd been with him a long time did. And I think to a certain extent sort of threw everybody under the bus yesterday without any facts or any figures. Certainly the lieutenant colonel, in any White House, the idea that there's 8,000 lieutenant colonels in the Army, this particular guy basically sits in a call not to make policy, although by his egotistical statements, he thinks he's the policy developer. He's not. He's a glorified clerk, and he was sitting in the room on the call, was not to basically tell the president, I disagree with your policy, or the staff side don't agree with your policy. Well, if you don't agree with the president's policy, you talk to him privately. This is a guy who hadn't even met the president. He's been in the White House for 2 years and has never met the president. And equally as important, the guy who's the suspect of being the whistleblower was the guy who had this exact job. The CIA guy had this exact job right before him. So, it's certainly anybody who didn't believe in deep state certainly has seen it live in person.
Yeah.
Last couple of years.
A guy like Vindman, what does he do on an average day from 9 to 5? What does he do all day there?
They go to meetings. They're not actually in the White House or in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, which is the street. They meet. And the premise of, not necessarily with high powered people. They all have fancy titles, but they're very low level people. I mean, as I said, I have no disrespect to anybody who's lieutenant colonel in the Army, but there's 8,000 of them. Probably 5,000 of them in the Pentagon alone. They're not generals. They don't make policy. They're not certainly not the president. My sense is he was troubled from the get go. People were worried about his concern, and I think to a certain extent, he tried to put a knife in the back of the president. What does he do now? What does the president do now? I mean, you're certainly not going to let this guy on a call. In the future, you certainly don't want him in the White House spying on you. My sense is they'll reassign him somewhere in the Army and say, there's 8,000 other jobs out there for lieutenant colonels. You're certainly not going to be my White House advisor.
Ed Rollins, when the Democrats start saying, oh, Rudy Giuliani, what was he doing sneaking around the, why was a private citizen involved? Isn't that pretty common for a president to have a private citizen do back channel stuff?
There's all, ever since the beginning of time, there's always been certain people that presidents trust and they ask to do special missions. Again, because President Trump wasn't part of the Republican establishment, he's had a long relationship with Rudy. He trusts Rudy. Rudy is his guy. And so the fact that he's sending him off to look to a very special place, a place that he thought is corrupt, to look into it, is an ongoing thing. It's not sinister or anything else. It's sort of you're very grateful for your friends and people who give you good advice, and that's the way it is. There's always a battle between the State Department and their professional organization, which we've seen many, and political ambassadors. A third of the ambassadors are political, meaning they have contributed to the president or the very significant Republicans, very significant, sometimes governors, sometimes the people. And about two-thirds basically are people who get elevated through the Foreign Service. It's always a battle who's going to do what and what are the important postings. And I think you're seeing some of that.
Yeah. Hey, one of these deep state clerks testifying said that it seemed like the president didn't care about Ukraine. If that's the case, so what?
Right. The reality is there's a lot on his plate. I think what he's saying is, and the irony is the president, the one who didn't care about Ukraine was President Obama, who clearly, as the Russians were invading, didn't do a thing and then didn't give them any military aids. We've given them military aids. We've already given them Javelin missiles. We basically put a substantial sum of money and we've turned the money over here. The president basically was looking at, is this place corrupt? Before I give you $400 million to buy military equipment, I'm going to make sure that it's being rerouted to corrupt people. That's part of the whole process here, and that's a legitimate thing to do. Should do it.
Well, if you've been watching these hearings and you're saying to yourself, I want to clean these people out. I want to change Congress. I want to get new people in. GreatAmericaPact.org. Ed Rollins runs that. And they'll take care, you know, if you don't know who to give to, which race, you guys do that. You guys really figure that out, right?
We make sure your money's spent well, and at the same time, we'll be supportive of the president's program all the way through here, too.
So 2020, that's a good place to put your money or your work or your effort. GreatAmericaPact.org. You can see Ed Rollins with Lou Dobbs every night on the Fox Business Network. And always great talking to you. Ed Rollins, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Take care. And everybody check out the webpage. Michael Bloomberg can never be president because of this one video. You know, he's kind of a silly guy, a tone deaf, out of touch with the public. Watch this video. This is maybe the silliest thing he ever did in his life. If you want to see something really dopey, the Thurston Howell III side of him, watch this video. It's up on the webpage. Also, take a look at this amazing air show. And there's no planes in it. It's all drones. But watch what they can do. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.